你如果不会打网球，你想要学打网球。
If someone doesn't know how to play tennis and they want to learn,
我想你不会找一个也不会打网球的人来教你。
You won't go look for someone who doesn't know how to play tennis to teach you how to play tennis.
你一定会找一个他已经会打网球的来教你怎么打网球。
You'll find someone who already has tennis experience to teach you how to play.
如果你已经会打网球，你想要更进步。
If you already know how to play tennis and you want to improve your skills,
那你当然会找一个很会打网球的人来教你。
Then you'll find a very experienced tennis player to teach you.
我们这个都有在祷告。
We all pray.
我们想要有更好的祷告。
We want to have even better prayers.
那我们要找谁来教我们？
Then who should we ask to teach us to pray?
我想圣经里头有很多这些祷告的魔幻的圣徒。
The Bible has many examples of prayerful characters.
那其中一位我们一定不可以忽略的就是主耶稣。
One of these prayerful people that we cannot neglect is the Lord Jesus Christ.
马太福音第五章到第七章这是我们很喜爱的的圣经。
Matthew chapter 5 to 7 is a passage that we love very much.
我们通常称这是主耶稣在山上的很宝贵的教训。
We often call this the Sermon on the Mount.
那在这三章里头其中有一个主题就是主耶稣在教导我们祷告。
There is a theme that is carried across these three chapters, which is that the Lord is teaching us how to pray.
虽然我们都有在做祷告。
Although each of us is praying.
但是祷告是我们一直可以继续去学习的一个重要的项目。
But prayer is an improvement in prayer is a goal that we should be pursuing.
那我们就再一起来复习一下马太福音第六章主耶稣对我们祷告的一些教导。
Let's review some of the teachings that the Lord Jesus Christ gave about prayer in Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章
Matthew chapter 6
第五节
Verse 5
第五节你们祷告的时候不可像那假冒为善的人爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告故意叫人看见我是在告诉你们他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
Verse 5, And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward.
这是在主耶稣的时代有的一种现象。
This was an example that happened in Jesus' generation.
有些人祷告，他刻意的在十字路口，在马路上要人看见。
Some people would pray in the corners of the street so that they could be seen by others.
第六节
Verse 6
你祷告的时候要进你的内屋关上门祷告你在暗中的父你父在暗中查看必然报答你
Verse 6 But you when you pray go into your room and when you have shut your door pray to your father who is in the secret place and your father who sees in secret will reward you openly.
这两个经节给我们的第一个教训就是我们祷告的对象是神不是人。
The first teaching of these two verses is that our prayers are directed to God and not towards men.
祷告是要向神祷告，不是刻意的要让人看见。
Prayers are towards God and not to show off in front of people.
在一个场合里头，有一个人被指定要做悟性的祷，带领悟性的祷告。
In a gathering, there was a person that was appointed to lead the prayer.
那他祷告声音很小。
And his voice was very small.
所以站在他旁边一个人就推他一下说大声一点。
The person standing next to the prayer leader told him, you should pray louder.
那他这个人就也小声地说我又不是在对你们祷告我是在对神祷告。
The prayer leader responded, I'm not praying to you, I'm praying to God.
是的他的观念是对的我们祷告的对象是神。
His attitude was correct, which is our prayers are geared towards God.
但是在带领悟性祷告我们是要大家说阿们的，所以呢，还是要大声一点，让大家听见。
However, in a gathering, we pray so that we are all in agreement.
In
a prayer of understanding, we pray so that we are all in agreement and can say Amen. So it must be a little bit louder so everyone can hear what the prayer is about.
那所以这两节经节也告诉我们，很重要的是我们心态的问题。
These two verses are talking about our perspective.
我们在一起的祷告，大家都可以知道我们在祷告，看见我们在祷告。
When we are praying together, they can see that we are praying.
重要的是心态的问题，不是在贬低说我们聚在一起的这种大家都看得见的祷告。
What matters is our heart and not the type of prayer that everyone is looking at.
平常我们很难找到一个这个安静的地方做祷告。
Usually it's very difficult to find a quiet place to pray.
所以有些弟兄姐妹他们会利用聚会前早一点来到教会祷告。
For the reason some brothers and sisters will come earlier into the chapel to pray.
那当晚一点进来的人，他当然会看到我们在祷告。
Those who come a little later will find the first group that was praying.
但是重要的是心态的问题。
What matters is their heart.
我是为了要有一个好的祷告的环境，所以我提早来。
For example, I wanted a quieter environment, so I came earlier to the chapel to pray.
我是在向神祷告，我不是祷告让人家看见。
I'm praying to God, and I'm not praying so that the ones who come behind me or after me will see that I'm praying.
那这里说，我们第六节说到我们祷告的时候是要很专心的啊，跟神独处。
In verse 6, it's telling us that we must concentrate to commune with God.
但是这个祷告，我们要专心的啊，向着神。
Prayer must be done with concentration towards God.
但是祷告也不是说我们就不能够想到周遭的人，或者提起我们生活当中的人。
And although our target is prayer towards God, that doesn't mean we can not mention or pray for those around us.
这个我们请看一下提摩太前书第二章。
Let's refer to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太前书第二章第一节。
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 1.
第一节，保罗说：“我劝你们，第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢。”
Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men.
是的，在祷告当中，我们可以想起、提起很多的人。
In our prayers, we can think about and bring up many others.
第二节，为君王一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔、端正、平安无事的度日。
Verse 2, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence.
甚至那些离我们很远的人，这些有权柄的政治人物我们也是可以把他们放在我们的祷告里头。
We can also pray for those who are afar, for example, those leaders with power.
所以我们在祷告里头，是的，我们可以想起一些人，提起一些人。
In our prayers, we can think of others and bring up their names.
但是也不要忽略了祷告的另外一个重点，是我们跟神之间的交通。
But we should not neglect that another key component is a communication between God and us and God.
所以我们要常常问我们自己，我的祷告只是让人听见，还是我的神也正在听？
We should ask ourselves, are we praying in a way that we want others to listen or for God to hear?
那就是我们有没有进入内屋关上门。
In other words, have we gone into the inner room and closed the door?
我们是不是很专心的来跟神之间在灵里头的交通？
Are we in spiritual communion with God?
我们再看回马太福音第六章。
Let's refer back to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章第七节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 7.
第七节，你们祷告不可像外邦人用许多重复的话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。
And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words.
第八节，你们不可笑话他们，因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。
Verse 8, therefore do not be like them, for your father knows the things you have need of before you ask him.
这两个经节在告诉我们，我们的祷告要很诚心的，是出于信心的祷告。
These two verses tell us that our prayer should be very sincere and come from the heart.
胜过很多重复很华丽的这种言辞。
It doesn't require many repetitions of pretty phrases.
如果我们在对人演讲，我们要很看重我们所用的言辞。
If we are speaking to the public, then we must be very careful about the words that we use.
我们目的是要让人听得懂，要打动人的心。
In those cases, we want people to understand and move their hearts.
但是不要忘记，我们是在祷告，我们的对象是神。
We should not forget that in prayer, our target and our audience is God.
那这里有提到说，不要用重复的话。
We should not use repetitious words.
有时候我们会误会了说，那我对我祈求的事情是不是可以不断的求？
Some may misunderstand and think, does that mean we can't keep petitioning for our own requests?
这个不要用重复的话，不是指着那种不灰心迫切的祷告。
This comment against repeating words doesn't have to do with a repenting prayer.
我们看到圣经很多例子，这些古圣徒为了特定的事情，他们是不灰心的。迫切的，重缓复的，一直的求。
There are many examples in the Bible where the believers were continually and repeatedly praying with fervency for certain matters.
比如神已经应许以利亚天要下雨了。
For example, God had already prophesied through Elijah that it would rain.
但是雨还没有下来。
The rain had not poured down yet.
所以以利亚要透过他的祈求来让这件事情实现。
Elijah had to bring this event about through his prayers.
有神的应许，再加上以利亚多次的这样来祷告向神求。
It was a combination of God's promise and Elijah's intercessions over and over.
当主耶稣面对着十字架的苦刑。
When the Lord Jesus Christ was facing the suffering upon the cross.
圣经记载着主耶稣在客西马尼园三次为这个十字架的苦悲来。来祷告，来祈求。
The Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and three times he prayed for the suffering he would encounter on the cross.
所以这里要告诉我们的是，不要只是这种形式上没有这个诚心的这种祷告。
What this verse is telling us is that we should not just have a very superficial prayer that lacks fervency.
有在祷告，但是没有信心，那种祷告。在神来看是很空洞的。
A prayer without faith is useless before God.
那最有功效的祷告不一定是很长时间的祷告。
The most effective prayer may not be a lengthy one.
我们请看马太福音十四章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 14.
马太福音十四章三十节。
Matthew chapter 14 verse 30.
三十节，彼得因为见风甚大，就害怕，将要沉下去，便喊着说：“主啊，救我！”
30. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me!"
这个彼得的呼喊就是一个祷告。
Peter's call was a prayer.
他很紧张，很用力的喊着说：“主啊，救我！”
He very nervously and forcefully said, "Lord, save me."
我想这个就是几秒钟的祷告。
This must have been a prayer of a few seconds.
三十一节，耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他，说：“你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？”
Verse 31, and immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?"
真的，他的呼求，主耶稣回应，主耶稣救他。
Peter's cries were heard, and the Lord saved him.
那这就是一个有功效的祷告。
This is an example of an effective prayer.
虽然短短的祷告，但是神垂听，神成全。
Even though it was a short prayer, the Lord heard it and worked for it.
所以有功效的祷告不一定是长时间的祷告。
An effective prayer might not be a lengthy prayer.
但是我们要深入这个祷告里头。
But it must be a very profound prayer.
通常是需要花时间的。
Usually, it requires a lot of time.
我们对一个人认识得很深，那一定是我们有花时间相处。
We only come to know a person very well when we spend a lot of time interacting with them.
我们跟神的关系可以很肤浅，也可以很深入。
Our relationship with God can be very superficial or it can be very profound.
所以我们跟神的关系要深入，我们必须要花时间祷告。
If we want to deepen our relationship with God, then we need to invest time in prayer with Him.
那这种深入的祷告 会有怎样的结果。
What are the results of this profound prayer?
我们来看一个例子。
Let us examine one example.
请看出埃及记三十四章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 34.
出埃及记三十四章。
Exodus chapter 34.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
神吩咐摩西说，你要将这些话写上，因为我是按 这话以你和 以色列人立约。
Then the Lord said to Moses, write these words, for according to the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel.
这个摩西他再一次的上西乃山。
Moses went up Mount Sinai.
他去见神。
He went to see God.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
摩西在主那里四十昼夜，也不吃饭也不喝水，主将 这约的话，就是十条诫命，写在两块板上。
So he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He neither ate bread nor drank water, and he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments.
祷告的对象是神。
The audience for our prayer is God.
祷告的一个重点之一就是 跟神在交通。
One of the goals of prayer is to communicate with God.
就好像摩西在这里，他面对神，跟神在交通。
It is the same as here where Moses was in communication with God.
那在这里说摩西花了四十昼夜。
Here Moses spent 40 days and 40 nights.
这是一段很长的时间来面对神。
This is a very long period of time to be in the presence of God.
那当然这也是一个很特殊的情况。
This was also a very special circumstance.
所以这里说四十天四十昼夜他没有吃饭也没有喝水。
For 40 days and 40 nights he neither ate bread nor drank water.
这不是我们人可以做得到的。
This is not something an ordinary person can do.
这是神特别给摩西能够做到。
It was only by God's grace that this could be accomplished by Moses.
那我们的重点是，当一个人能够很深入的来做祷告，花时间跟神相处。
Our goal is to invest a lot of time to communicate with God and to interact with God.
那会有什么结果？
Then we will have certain results.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
摩西手里拿着两块滑板下西乃山的时候，不知道自己的面皮因主与他说话就花了光。
Now it was so when Moses came down from Mount Sinai that Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him.
这里说摩西不知道他自己的脸会花光。
Moses was not aware that his own face was shining.
这是一种的荣耀。
This is a form of glory.
反映神的荣耀。
It is a reflection of God's glory.
今天我们生活的一个很重要的目标就是效法主耶稣基督。
One of our goals is to be Christ-like.
那我们很重要的一件事情就是让我们可以反映出主耶稣的荣耀，主耶稣的美好。
We are to reflect the goodness and glory of Jesus Christ.
那这必须我们借着祷告。在祷告里头深入跟神之间有一个更深入更密切的关系。
We can accomplish this through deeper prayer so that we have a more intimate relationship with God.
这个活出基督来应该是很自然的一件事情。
It should be very normal and organic for us to be Christ-like.
不是很刻意的去做出来。
It shouldn't require a lot of effort.
那如何能够很自然的显示出来？
How can we manifest this very naturally?
那就是看我们有没有花时间在祷告跟神独处。
It all depends on whether we have invested time in prayer to commune with God.
再来我们请看马太福音第六章。
Let's return back to Matthew chapter 6.
我们也常常很在意说，常常祷告，那我到底要祷告什么？
We care about, if we are to pray continuously, what should we pray about?
尤其小朋友说，我要讲的就讲完了，那我还要祷告什么？
Especially little kids, they think that they've already prayed about everything they need to pray about, and they don't know what else they should say.
那我们祷告的内容是要照主的教导，而不是照我们的需要或者喜好。
The content of our prayers should be according to God's will and not according to our own desires and needs.
如果只是照我们的需要，我没有什么需要，那就不用祷告了吗？
If we only pray according to our own needs, once our needs are fulfilled, should we not pray anymore?
如果是只是照我们的喜好，我现在没有祷告的心情，那就不要祷告了吗？
If we only pray according to our desires and we don't feel like praying, should we stop praying then?
马太福音第六章第九节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 9.
主耶稣说，所以你们祷告的时候要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
第十节，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
10. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
11. 节我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
11. Give us this day our daily bread.
12. 节免我们的债如同我们免了人的债。
12. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
13. 节不叫我们遇见试探救我们脱离凶恶因为国度权柄荣耀全是你的直到永远阿们。
13. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
这就是主耶稣教导我们祷告应该有的内容。
This is the content of prayer that the Lord Jesus Christ has taught us.
我们通常是在祷告结束的时候，我们会说大家一起来念祈祷文。
Usually, we only say the Lord's Prayer at the end of a prayer.
其实应该是在我们要做祷告的时候，我们用这个来做祷告的准备。
However, what we should do is before we engage in prayer, we should use the Lord's Prayer as a way to prepare ourselves.
很多重要的事情，我们一定事先会有一些准备。
We usually prepare for things that are important to us.
考试对一个学生来讲很重要。所以考试之前，学生一定会做准备。
Exams are important to students, so before they take a test, they will prepare for their exams.
一个老师要去教课之前，他也一定会事先做准备。
Before a teacher goes to give a lesson, they will first prepare.
因为教导学生，这是一件重要的事情。
Because to teachers, teaching their students is very important.
那祷告也是一件重要的事情。
Prayer is also an important task.
所以我们祷告之前应该也要做一下准备。
Before we pray, we should also make some preparations.
那我们怎么来准备我们的祷告？
How can we prepare for prayer?
我们不但在祷告结束念祷告文，其实在祷告之前，我们就很快的把这个祷告文再这样复习一下。
We should not just recite the Lord's Prayer at the end of a prayer, but even before we pray, we should review the Lord's Prayer.
我们稍微这样准备一下，思想一下，对我们的祷告一定会有帮助。
If we think about it and reflect about the Lord's Prayer, this will be beneficial to our prayer.
因为主耶稣教我们的这个祷告文呢，就是在教导我们祷告应该有的内容。
The Lord Jesus taught us the Lord's Prayer so that we would know what contents should be included in prayer.
首先就是我们对神的感谢跟赞美。
First, it is praise and thanksgiving towards God.
我们要看重神的名。
And we should give honor to God's name.
我们要看重神的国。
We should care about God's kingdom.
也就是我们要看重教会。
In other words, we should care about the church.
我们要看重神的旨意。
We should care about God's will.
那这样子来提醒我们，我们有没有荣耀神的名
？This will remind us whether or not we have honored and revered God's name.
我们有没有在关心教会
？Have we been taking care of the church？
我们有没有为了神的国，我们来做些什么事情
？Have we done anything for the kingdom of God？
那我们会想到我们有没有在遵行神的旨意
？We will think about whether we have obeyed God's will.
这个是我们每一个个人应该去留意的。
This is something that each of us should reflect upon.
那这也是我们整个家庭的事情。
This is something that we should engage in as a family.
这也是整个教会的事情。
This is also a matter for the whole church.
神的名有没有因为我们这个教会来得到荣耀？
Has God's name been glorified by the church as a whole?
神有没有真的在我们的家庭，他是他是这个是王。
Is God the king of our family?
在我们的生命当中，主耶稣是不是我们的王
？In our lives, is the Lord king?
那所以祷告的内容，这是我们一开始要有的，也是最重要的。
What matters the most is the content of our prayer.
那再来就是其次就是我们的祈求。
Then this is followed by our own petitions and requests.
啊，我们日常的需用。
Our daily needs.
啊，我们人很有限。
As humans, we are limited.
啊，我们在生活当中，我们有很多很多层面的需要。
We have many types of needs.
啊，那这些需要，当然我们要付上我们的努力来拥有。
It is through our efforts that we can fulfill these needs.
啊，那我们也可以加上求神来带领，求神来祝福。
We can also ask God to guide us and bless us.
因为我们也很清楚的知道，很多事情不是我们努力了，就能够来实现。
We know that in many things it is not accomplished only by our own efforts.
连最简单的日用的饮食，有时候也不一定是我们努力就能够拥有。
Even something as simple as our daily bread, we might not be able to get it from our own efforts.
希望不要，但是偶尔我们也会遇到这种有一餐可能没有第二餐的那种情况。
We hope that this won't happen to us, but there may be situations where we might not know where our next meal will come from.
大卫是一个勇士。
David was a ruler.
是一个 warrior.
Was a warrior.
那得到日用的饮食对他来讲应该很简单。
It should be easy for a warrior to get his daily bread.
但是在他逃难的时候，
But when he was fleeing,
也真的像是有这一餐，不晓得有没有下一餐。
He didn't know where his next meal would come from.
那除了祈求我们日用的需要，对我们个人来讲，我们也要求神赦免我们的过患。
Aside from asking for our daily bread, we should also ask God to forgive our transgressions.
在每一天的生活里头，我们说很多的话，做很多的事。
In our daily lives, we do many things and say many things.
有一些是必须要的，有一些可能不需要。
Some are necessary and some are not.
但是呢，总之，我们说了，我们做了。
But in the end, we have said these things and done these things.
在这么多里头，难免有错误，有过患。
Among these many words and actions, there are some that were mistakes.
所以在祷告的当中，我们反省自己，我们求神来赦免我们。
In our prayer, let us reflect upon these things and ask God to forgive us.
我们可以计划明天。
We can plan for tomorrow.
但是明天不在我们的掌握里头。
But tomorrow is not within our grasp or control.
所以对明天的指引也是我们的需要。
One of our needs is guidance for the future.
所以我们也可以在祷告里头来求神保守指引我们的将来。
We can also pray to God to guide and protect our futures.
再来，为什么我们需要有这么多的祷告？
Why should we have this much prayer?
因为这个祷告不是只有在祷告的这时候的这个心境。
This prayer doesn't only affect during the course of prayer.
还有一个很重要的，就是我们祷告之后对我们的影响。
It also has a deep impact on our lives after the prayer.
好，我们请看马太福音六章十四节。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 6, verse 14.
十四节，你们饶恕人的过患，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过患。
For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
十五节，你们不饶恕人的过患，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过患。
15. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
真的有很多弟兄姐妹，他们很喜欢祷告。
There are many brothers and sisters who really enjoy praying.
因为在祷告的当时，真的可以给我们一个很美好的那种感受。
Because they have wonderful experiences during prayer.
当我们心里很忙乱的时候，祷告帮助我们平静下来。
When their minds feel chaotic, prayer helps them calm down and be at peace.
当我们觉得很伤心的时候，在祷告当中我们得到安慰。
When we are sad, we can pray and we are receive comfort.
当我们觉得很灰心的时候，在祷告的时候我们得到鼓励，得到力量。
When we feel disappointment, we can pray and receive encouragement and strength.
当我们很忧伤的时候，在祷告的当中我们得着了喜乐。
When we are in suffering, we can receive joy through prayer.
但是不要忘了还有一个很重要的，就是 祷告之后，要让祷告来影响我们的生活。
But we should not forget that after we conclude our prayer, the prayer should impact our life.
哦，那很重要的就是影响我们跟人的关系。
What is important is that the prayer will impact how we interact with others.
啊，刚才在吃饭的时候，啊，跟一个人在交谈。
During lunch just now, I was conversing with someone.
啊，最后我们都同意的一个结论就是，做人很难。
We came to the same conclusion that it is very difficult to have good human relations.
哦，啊，这个人跟我讲，他为什么要来到美国。
This person told me about the reason why they came to the U.S.
哦，因为他原来的生活，啊，让他觉得那种人与人之间的关系，他实在是没有办法再承受了。
In the country where they had lived before, they felt that their interpersonal relationships were very hard to bear.
哦，那人际关系又是我们生活当中不可少的。
Interpersonal relations are a very key component of our daily lives.
哦，那如何能够帮助我们来经营一个美好的人际关系？
How can we have good interpersonal relationships?
啊，不要忘了，祷告会带来给我们祷告之后我们生活行为的这种影响。
We should not forget that prayer will also impact our life after prayer.
啊，尤其我们在祷告之后，更能够去赦免人。
After prayer, we have a greater capacity for forgiveness.
啊，那这个跟神的对我们的赦免也是有直接的关系。
This also has a direct relation with God's forgiveness.
啊，在我们信主的时候，主耶稣的宝血白白的洗净我们，赦免我们。
When we come to believe, the precious blood of Christ has saved us and forgiven us.
在我们信主之后，我们仍然需要神来赦免我们。
After we come to believe, we continue to need God's forgiveness.
那这里告诉我们一个得神赦免的方法。
This tells us a way that we can receive God's forgiveness.
就是能够去原谅别人，赦免别人。
It starts by forgiving others.
那这个经节放在哪里？
Where was this verse located?
哦，这个十四节就放在第九节到十三节的后面。
This verse 14 was placed after the Lord's Prayer.
哦，这在提醒我们，祷告之后要带来行为的改变。
This reminds us that after prayer, there should be a behavioral change.
哦，我们常常很在意我们的祷告有没有功效。
We always care about whether our prayers are effective.
哦，我所希望的神成全了啊，我的祷告有功效。
We think that if we have our needs fulfilled, then our prayer was effective.
啊，其实这里告诉我们，其实最重要的就是我们的行为，我们的言语有因为我们的祷告而改变。
But these verses tell us that an effective prayer is when our words and our behavior have changed after prayer.
哦，如果在我们的生活里头，我们还没有办法走出这种啊对人的接纳。跟赦免。
If in our daily lives we cannot be compassionate and forgiving,
哦，如果我们还生活在那种对人的抱怨、不满、厌恨，
If in our lives we continue to have hate and dissent,
哦，那表示我们的祷告还没有达到功效。
This tells us that our prayer is not yet effective.
哦，我们要更加努力的祷告，靠着神来改变我们的行为。
We need to devote more time to prayer and by reliance in God, change our behavior.
哦，所以这样看来，啊，我们在祷告这件事情上面还有很大的空间让我们来努力。
This tells us that in our prayers we have much room for improvement.
哦，所以我们在祷告上面，我们不断的存着受教者的这种态度，学习的态度。
In our prayer, let us maintain this attitude of willingness to learn.
哦，祷告好像很自然又很简单。
Prayer may seem very natural and simple.
啊，那其实祷告也是一件啊很不自然而很深奥的一件事情。
At the same time, the prayer can be something that is not natural and very profound.
最后，我们看路加福音十一章。
Finally, let us turn to Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章第一节。
Luke chapter 11, verse 1.
第一节，耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说：“求主教导我们祷告。”向约翰教导他的门徒。
Now it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples.
好，我们向这一位门徒求主教导我们祷告。
We should be like this disciple and ask the Lord Himself to teach us to pray.
求主帮助我们建立祷告的生活。
Let us ask the Lord to help us establish a life of prayer.
让我们在祷告当中来学习、来领悟这个祷告的方法。
May we learn in prayer how to pray.
求主耶稣祝福我们的祷告。
May the Lord bless our prayers.
让我们能够一生享受在祷告当中跟神的交通跟团契。
So that we can enjoy this communication and fellowship with God through prayer.
有时候我们很羡慕有些弟兄姐妹，他们真的能够享受祷告。
Sometimes we envy those brothers and sisters who enjoy prayer.
那其实因为他们在祷告上面真的在学习，在下功夫。
In reality, it is because they are learning and devoting time to prayer.
如果我们同样的谦卑的来学习下功夫，我们也一定可以在祷告当中来享受祷告。
If we humbly and devotedly engage in prayer, then we will also enjoy prayer.
就好像我们在敬拜神当中来享受我们的敬拜。
In the same way that we enjoy our worship of God.
那我们现在就来，我们唱264首第一节最跟第四节。
Let us sing the first and last verse of hymn 264.
Gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. My own Lord, Thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry.
那我们已经为我们的祷告做了准备。
Now we have already prepared for prayer.
我们现在来享受我们的祷告。
We will now enjoy our prayer.
我们要用20分钟来做祷告。
We will pray for the next 20 minutes.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的可以到前面来。
If you would like to receive the laying on of hands to help you pray, please come to the front of the chapel.
让我们一起来享受祷告。
Let us enjoy prayer together.